Hi everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Bride Wars. I am your host. I'm not going to insert my name here because this podcast is anonymous. I'm so excited to bring you all along with me on this journey as I plan my wedding. This podcast is all about the real stuff, both joyful moments and the behind-the-scenes reality of organizing one of the biggest days of a bride's life. So, starting right at the beginning, I had the proposal of my dreams. I'm marrying the man I love. I cannot wait for our lives to start together. The proposal itself got me by surprise, which is very hard to do, so a massive win to my fiancé. It honestly was the proposal of my dreams. To sum it up, it was perfect. It was just us two. It wasn't even recorded. It was like just very intimate, very us, and I really, really did love it. It was just perfect. So we went on a trip. Towards the end of this trip is when he popped the question. When I came back home, I was overwhelmed with excitement, joy, and honestly, a little bit of disbelief. It's one thing to imagine this moment your whole life, and another to actually experience it. I cried, didn't think I would be a crier, but I was. And I'll always cherish that memory of just us two. And when he asked the question and his little spiel before it, I'll be carrying that memory with me throughout this entire wedding planning process. So, this podcast is more about just planning the wedding before it's about capturing all the ups and downs that come with it. There's going to be a lot of excitement, decisions, and yes, as anticipated, drama, which is why I have designed this podcast. I need a vent. I need somewhere to share what I'm going through because I know I'm not alone. I've met people who are in the same boat as myself, but it's just a lot, especially when all expectations and just decisions apparently fall on the couple's shoulders. But it's the event, as I've been told, is not just about us. So yeah, I'm going to be capturing all these ups and downs. It's going to be a lot, but I'm excited for everyone to stay tuned as we dive into this adventure together. Every 2 weeks, hopefully, I'll be here with some fresh updates, including all the highs and lows. There's a lot happening at the moment, so yeah. Thank you for joining me on the journey. I do, but do not worry, I will not be leaving you high and dry. So this first episode, we'll be diving into how this all started. Like I mentioned, I've just got engaged. The proposal of my dreams. Fiance and I were on a trip. Near the end, he popped the question. I was so thrilled. And coming back from that high, I was ready to share the news with my family and get right back into life as usual. But as soon as we got back, things got a little intense. I have a family dynamic that's very much like the best way to kind of link it to something that many people might know is my big fat Greek wedding. So everyone is involved in everything. So I was prepared for excitement, but escalated really fast. I don't believe I have been able to enjoy being a fiance or fiancee. So obviously celebrating with both my family, both our families, both my fiancés and myself, started making the rounds to share the news in person. The first family I visited was a whole experience, and it turned out to be more than I expected, but this was the rundown. So I came straight from work. I barely had time to sit down. The first thing my mum tells me is don't announce the news, let them notice the rain. So there I am at my cousin's place, sitting at the table, my entire family. They made tea, served food, there was conversations, it was so nice to catch up. And there I am eating with my left hand, trying to make my ring visible without saying a word. But it took a while, like probably a good 15 minutes before someone finally saw the ring. And that's when the screen started. So everyone was thrilled. They immediately wanted to know all the details, how he proposed, where it happened, if I had any idea. I started sharing the story, and this is where things kind of took a downhill. So when I share this story, I've told obviously my immediate family a couple of times already that apparently now they think they know the story better than me. And that's how it feels. I'm just saying this is how it feels. Maybe I'm a little sensitive, but honestly, when people are asking questions to me, I want to assume that I can share this story because it was my proposal. Long story short, my mum chimes in talking about how she knew, how he reacted out to her first, and all the little, what feels like the mini me details. And I love my mum. It's just been a lot lately. And I didn't mind her excitement, but at that moment, I was on such a high about my own experience that having her take over the story felt a little deflating, to say the least. I just wanted a chance to share my side of the story, and I ended up not actually saying much at all. I know it's a bit mature. I went very quiet, and I'm just like, cool, you were there, I forgot. I'll let you finish the story. So after that story was taken over, the questions about the wedding started. I want a wedding within the next year, mostly because I want my grandparents there and time is precious. And having them be a part of this celebration is really, really important to me. My fiancé, who was amazing, even started looking at venues and churches before he even proposed, knowing soon I'd want to get married. But then my mum, she starts talking immediately about how lucky I am to have her. Says apparently she is an amazing event planner and how she still has all her wedding planning materials. And she does all, you know, our birthdays, etc., etc. And while I absolutely appreciate her help, and I know she is quite good at event organization, my job is literally events planning. So I really want her to be a part of this journey. And I want my fiance and I to actually come together and make decisions that feel right for us. I want us to create and plan a wedding for us. But here's where it gets complicated. I've been swamped with work. So as soon as I got engaged, I went back to work thinking, you know, it's only a little trip. Nope, had a big announcement, you know. I'm on a 9-to-5 schedule. My fiance works night shifts right now. So most of what he does is during the day, if he's awake. But surprise, my mom is also really getting heavy into research. She has looked into churches, priests, and potential venues. But this was kind of a line that was crossed very, like literally a couple of weeks into our engagement. So my mom got married in the same city I want to get married. And she told me one morning, I think I was half asleep. That's why I didn't register it. I didn't tell my fiance that day that she had booked the church she got married in because it's the most beautiful church in our city. It was available on the day, but I'm like, whoa, 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 wait, what? I'm like, I haven't even had a chance to see it. My fiance hasn't seen it, yet I'd heard of it, and much less decide if that's actually where I want to get married. So how I found out about this, there's a little bit of a story. So like I said, I was told about this probably when I was half asleep. And so I went to work that day after actually waking up and coming to. Get to work, I get a call from my fiance. He's like, hey, turns out your mum booked the church. I'm like, wait. What do you mean booked the church? We haven't even looked at the churches yet. We're still trying to figure out who's available to visit, who's free, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little livid because, like you said, I thought we're gonna have a look at churches before anything gets put into place. And I understand why she did it. His churches go poof, apparently. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't think I knew. I thought that was a dream I had, but turns out maybe she did tell me this morning and it just didn't click. And so from here on, that's when I started communicating with the churches. I'm like, no. That way I'm the bridge between my fiance and my mum. So I'm feeling overwhelmed. I am definitely not a little frustrated. I'm a lot frustrated. And honestly, I'm not as excited as planning as I thought I would be because my mum has already taken the reins on some things without consulting us. Part of me wonders if electing would be easier, but let's be real. If my family is anything like my big fat Greek wedding, my family would actually probably disown me. So I've called her out a couple of times. Like with the church situation, because I don't want any confusion if my fiance is already communicating with the church admin's office and is already looking into things, but still her help is starting to make me feel like I'm losing control of my own wedding. So that's where I am. I'm excited. I'm grateful for some help, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm just hoping to find a balance between family and making sure this feels like my fiance and I's day, like our day. I know this is a unique moment. And as much as I'm grateful for the support, I'd love to find a way to make this wedding planning a fun, meaningful experience with my fiance and yes, family. So thank you for listening and let me share. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with more updates on how things unfold. Hopefully I have some victories to share by then. So until next time, thank you for tuning in and join me for this chaos.